Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Destinations. I'm Deborah Howell. I'm just going to go ahead and admit it. I'm fangirling a bit here.
Yay! I love it. Thank you.
And it's not because you're Alicia Keys, the celebrity. It's because what you bring to a room, any room.
Thank you.
Including the Grammys. You bring such heart, such a welcoming vibe. Everybody upped their game at the Grammys last year because of you.
Wow. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful thing. I feel, you know, like there's so much going on in the world and there's so much that we're all dealing with and holding and trying to figure out that it feels so good to be able to bring some good energy, to be able to bring the opportunity that for us to just take it, like let it go. Let it go for a sec and just have a good night. You know what I mean? And I really like that focus because, you know, it's a lot.
So how in the world are you going to top last year? Are you going to play three or four pianos at the same time?
I thought about it. I'll be so honest with you. I did. But I realized I don't have to compete with myself. What I'm here to do is bring that energy because I think that that's what the most important piece is. And of course, I have some special pieces and some special surprises and it's going to be an amazing night. And it's really about uplifting artists and our creative process and what it feels like to be the soundtrack to people's life and just celebrate each other, because what a feat it is to get up out of bed and get yourself together and be brave enough to like write music and share your life and share your vulnerabilities and all those things for all of us. So I think that's the vibe and I love it. So I know it's going to be an incredible night.
The warmth was just pouring out of the TV last year, so I know it's going to happen again. And
you have some
serious female star power this year with you. Bonnie Raitt, Lizzo, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, and it goes on and on.
Yeah, it's a really good, there's so many unique artists and people. I'm really excited about like Tank and the Bangers and Maggie Rogers, and there's so many great performers and artists and different styles and people, and that's one thing I think about the show that people really tune into. It's like you're going to get to see a variety of things.
Not only that, you're going to get the collaborations of people in totally different genres playing with each other, which I dig so much.
That is so cool. That cross section is good.
I love it. I love it so much. Well, you have 15 Grammys under your own belt.
Ah, la la.
Oh, baby. What was it like to win the very first one?
That's pretty crazy. I mean, I think about that a lot. And I remember that was a very pivotal moment for me. I was terribly terrified because it's just you feel like you're on another planet. You're literally like, what am I doing here? And who are all these people that I've only seen on television, like here with me? It's very weird. And that's another thing, like because I have that experience, I think that's the calm or the relax that I want to bring to it, because I understand that there's a lot of nerves, there's a lot of feelings. You feel awkward. You feel like you feel uncertain, like, do I belong here? You know, you feel all of these ways. So that's how I felt. And then when I won a few awards, it was overwhelming. It was so joyful because, of course, you feel grateful to be recognized for your contribution. But it was super overwhelming, and I had crazy things going through my head, like, am I going to trip? Or like, what if I get up there and I can't even think of anything to say? And is it going to be even, you know, is it going to mean anything to anybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was a crazy, unforgettable experience.
And now you're running the joint.
Hey!
All right, we got to talk about your new single.
Yes!
It is a beautiful thing, and I have a feeling it means an awful lot to you, this one.
Yeah, I mean, music is just something else, man, and I'm always so shocked by it. You know, I'm shocked by the connection that it creates between us. And with this song, Underdog, you know, I'm just like, every time I hear this song, I'm transported. And I feel like everything is like it's possible. I feel the celebration of my experience. I feel the celebration of all of those in the world that I know and I don't know who have had to defy like crazy odds. I think of my mother. I think of, you know, different family members. I just think of us as people, human beings, who really are unstoppable.
You have underdog roots yourself. You were riding the subways between Harlem and Hell's Kitchen at age 10.
Oh, definitely. You know, I was raised by a single mother. You know, there's no reason why we're supposed to survive. There's no reason why we're supposed to make it. But there's every reason why we're supposed to make it and every reason why we're supposed to survive. And that's all of us get that opportunity. So I champion the underdog. I think that it's the most beautiful place to be when the odds are against you and you find the strength inside of you to like show people
people that nothing's going to stop you. You know?
As a country, we kind of love an underdog, right?
It's powerful. It's powerful.
Would you do us the honor of introducing it?
I would love to. Please turn it up. Get ready. Turn up your radio and get ready to listen to Underdog. This is your homegirl, Alicia Keys.
Oh, man, I'm feeling that. Yes. There's so many lines in there that everybody can connect to.
My favorite line is, you know, they said I could never make it. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. Yes, 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 yes.
Damn Skippy.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, you were built to break that mold, and you were also built to go on a world tour.
Hey, yes, I am built for that, and I'm built for us to have the most incredible time together because, I mean, there's just nothing more powerful and special than that experience, like that once-in-a-lifetime experience. I feel so honored when I'm able to perform and we're able to connect the way that we do because it never happens that way again. It's literally that moment from us, yeah. And that's what it is. And so I'm bringing it. I always bring it. I'm going to bring it even crazier this time. You know, I'm ready to create something that you will never forget and just really that takes you and makes you feel good, you know, and we're doing it. So the tour is going to be sick. We have Europe already planned. We already have North America planned. I know that South America is not hearing it if I'm not coming. And, you know, we're going to even make our way further. So we're coming this year. We're coming.
Look out, Iceland.
Yeah.
So tickets go on sale January 27th. Is that the day? Your birthday is Saturday,
that's
right?
That's right. My birthday is January 25th.
Can we get a happy birthday for Miss Alicia?
So it's a big celebration weekend for me. You know, obviously I have my birthday, I have the Grammys, and then tickets on sale for the world tour the day after. We have the pre-sale for the album happening on Friday. The album is called Alicia. It's definitely some of the best songs I've ever written. You are going to feel like pleasantly surprised and introduced into all the different sides of who I am. So it's so exciting to just continue to evolve.
There's another project that shows all the sides of who you are. It's not really a memoir,
no,
but it's a book you've been working on. With Oprah, no less.
Right. So it's on Oprah's imprint, believe this or not. It's called More Myself. And it's actually so incredible that, you know, because the album drops March 20th and the book actually drops March 31st. And it's really important to me that they both came so close together because the music is going to take you on one journey and then the book is going to take you even deeper. So I think that it's really exciting to be able to talk about how do we actually become more authentically ourselves? Like, who are you anyway? Who am I?
Yeah.
Like, what, and how does that change all the time? And that's okay. And our experiences to kind of find our way through life and through the lessons that are just a part of all of our everyday experience. And these pages, I think you're really going to see yourself in these pages. You know, it's my story, but it's our story because it's something that we're all experiencing.
Cannot wait to dip into that for sure.
Thank you.
Now, nobody gets out of here alive without answering one question.
All right.
Soul is
everything. It's everything because it's like that truth. It's that real, genuine, unfiltered expression of life and love and realness. And there's nothing better than it. It just tingles your whole body and you get those goosebumps on your arm because you're listening to the truth. So soul is the truth.
Beautifully stated. Thanks, Alicia. New topic. Congratulations on Miguel, Show Me Love,
yes.
Going to number one, her 11th number one
Thank
single.
You. Thank
on
y'all.
Billboard R&B charts, and you know where Underdog is going next.
Yes, that's right.
Tip top. Best of luck on the Grammys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
If you would indulge a final question.
Yeah.
If you had a week to yourself and could go anywhere in the world and eat anything you want to eat, and it's just you, where in the world would you go and what would you eat?
That's so exciting. I either want to go to like Ghana or I want to go back to Nubia because when I was there, it's right on the water and the most beautiful, brilliant blue and pink and orange painted houses. And they looked like I just wanted to be in them and curl up with a book. And I wanted to cook food every night and just read and lay and eat and chill. And I want to eat a lot of bread and I want to eat a lot of rice and a lot of pasta and a lot of like bananas.
And you're allowed dessert on this fantasy.
Hey, okay. I also want ice cream, but you know, I don't like dairy. So I want vegan ice cream and I want butterscotch pudding. Butterscotch pudding. That's what I want.
With butterscotch sauce on it.
Best week ever.
Thank you so much for being with us. We can't wait for the Grammys. We can't wait for your birthday. We got the book coming, your birthday, everything going on in the life of Alicia Keys. Thank you for sharing part of yourself with us today.
Thank y'all for being a part of my life and for all of your love and support. It means everything, and I feel it. So I love you back.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.